This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning to you. Coming up, we get things started. Thursday night football in the Mile High City. Broncos and Raiders. Boring. But we will talk about it in 20 minutes. We'll continue around the league. The early slate of games. The Falcons and Colts getting together for a date in Berlin. In 6:40, more of the afternoon slate in the NFL. We have college football to talk about. Our show parlay and our pick six as well. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, it's a Friday. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. Well, I can't win a bet, so the vibes aren't great over here, but it is okay. A Friday, so we're going to try to turn it, and I'm going to try to be in a better mood, I promise.
Oh, it's a Friday. Who cares? Get a couple wins tonight. The tears dry up. You quit looking out the window, and you're like, all's well in the world again. You're for the 1-3. Big deal.
I know. It's just frustrating, especially when you have to like bet on the NBA during the week, and I didn't even want to bet on the NBA. So at least we have football, and I do feel like I have a level of confidence in that, knock on wood. So hopefully my Friday bets will be better than my Thursday bets.
They're going to be just fine. Just fine. I'm looking at this. I need to update the stats here. I'm better than I thought. I'm having a decent week. I'll take a decent week. I've kind of been throwing darts, though. It's kind of like with the Donkster. Like the Donkster will throw darts at the board. It's not like this guy's putting in a ton of research and he's having a good week. So if he's having a good week, you know everything's kind of turned upside down.
That doesn't make me feel better. That's always the worst when like somebody who never like looks at a single thing of research, like Jake will come up to me. He's like, yeah, I hit a 5-leg parlay. And you're like, oh, well, how did you pick these plays? He's like, oh, I just felt like it. I'm like, oh, well, great. I'm glad it's so easy for you. Meanwhile, I'm poring over hours of research to get these dumb bets that lose. So maybe I should adapt that philosophy where I'm just like, hey, this sounds like a cool name. We're going to throw this in the parlay. See if it works.
Don't we see that in March Madness every year? You know how it is. Mm-hmm. You put in all the work. You're like, I chose the teams because of the mascots. And that person wins it all half the time. Or there was that study done or that experiment done years ago where when you were trying to bet the stock market and pick an exact stock, which is tough to do, so they had some experts do it, and they tested them against, like, some monkeys actually, like, just throwing a dart or something ridiculous, and the animals won. You know what I mean? It's such an inexact science. I mean, you're 1-3. That's nothing. It's nothing, Chelsea. Drop in the bucket.
Yeah, I don't know. Just been one of those weeks. All right, so let's get to our bets, get them out of the way. So last night, I had Brock Bowers going over his receiving prop of 64.5. He finished with one catch and 31 yards. I thought that he would get more of a target share since Jacoby Myers left the Raiders, and obviously Brock Bowers is the best player on the team, but I wasn't impressed with the offense, and I wish they would have thrown it to Brock Bowers a little bit more. Thanks for nothing, Geno Smith. But Jenks, you get to send a nice thank you to Geno Smith for completing part of your parlay.
Ooh, it was close, but he threw a pick. He leads the National Football League interceptions. That was too rich. It was minus 175, so I parlayed that with the Broncos and the money line. It was minus 109. It comes home. As for the Donkster, he had the under with the total set at 43. So, for the week, Chelsea, you're 1-3. I'm 3-0. Denton is 3-1 all time. And the Donkster, 2-1 here on the Daily Tip. It is on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us here on a Friday, the Friday Morning Good Time Edition. Good times in Denver last night? Yeah. Broncos won if you're a Broncos fan. Not the greatest game, but the Broncos do beat the Raiders 10-7. Raiders getting 9 points. The Broncos minus 475 on the money line. Total set at 42 and a hook. Definitely not the most watchable game, but the Raiders strike in the opening quarter. Ashton Gentian from 4 yards out, 7-0 Vegas. Genty, 13 carries, 60 yards and a score. Broncos respond when Bo Nix finds Troy Franklin for a quick touchdown. Nix, 16 of 28, 158 yards, 2 touchdowns. Broncos defense blocks a punt. That leads to their field goal, and they win it 10-7. It was ugly, but they've won 7 straight.
I suppose so. But I think our standards are higher for the Broncos, are they not? I feel like after last season and kind of being a surprise with Bo Nix, the rookie quarterback last year, I think a lot of people thought the Broncos could contend for the AFC West and maybe even be a player in the postseason. So I think that should be said. Like, I'm looking at the Raiders and I don't really have any takeaways from them because people don't care about the Raiders because they're not a playoff team. Was nice to see Ashton Gentry get going in the first quarter, I'll say that. But this game, I feel like the Raiders had a chance to win it. And here's the thing, like the Broncos, we've seen this. They kind of play down to the level of their competition. And sometimes their offense just stalls out. Like it felt like it was three and out the entire first half for most of the time. So I think this is the big question mark for the Broncos moving forward is that can we trust this offense to be consistent even when it's going against top-notch defenses?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Raiders' defense is a bad defense. I thought the Broncos would cover the 9 easily in this game. It was a sweat at the end. The Raiders missed a 48-yard field goal with just over 4 minutes remaining. Daniel Carson missed that potential game-tying shot from decent range. Old school, it would have been long range, but in today's NFL, you tend to think those field goal kickers going to hit those. But yeah, I don't know what to think about the Broncos right now. So if you look at their last 5 games, they beat the Jets, Giants, Cowboys, Texans, and Raiders. That's not exactly the toughest stretch. So the combined record of those teams, when they played those teams, 10-23-1. So the Broncos have the best record in the National Football League right now at 8-2, but they've gotten there by just kind of getting by mediocre opponents. I don't know how good the Broncos are. I think not as good as their record, even though Bill Parcells would say you are what your record says you are. They're a very good team. I don't think they're the best team in the NFL.
No, and I think the main thing for me is the eye test. And I know we talk about stats and numbers all the time, but once we get to this juncture in the season, like you see things with the team's offense, you're like, okay, that's not really an offense I want to trust, especially in the AFC when you have some of these high-flying offenses. Like, imagine, like, Bo Nix, you know, having one of those nights, and you're playing against the Bills, and Josh Allen is just dropping dimes all over the place. So I just don't think I trust this offense just yet. And you've got to remember that Bo Nix is still a very young quarterback. You know, he is, well, I know he played in college, like, 15 years, but, like, my point still stands is that he's only been in the NFL 2 years. So there is still a very steep learning curve. And we saw some of those plays last night. Didn't he have 2 picks? Like, some of the decisions he made, and I understand that one in the first half was more of, like, an arm punt, because, my goodness, if there was, like, a loser of the game, it would have been the punter for the Broncos. I don't know if you saw some of those punts, but they were off the side of his leg. This was painful to watch. I'm pretty sure he has the yips, but, like, my original point being is that Bo Nix made some boneheaded decisions, and it feels like we have one or two of these every single game where Bo Nix just loses calibration. And he just forgets where he is, and he makes a bad play. This is like what we saw from him when he played at Auburn. So I don't know if this is something that he can fix, and maybe it's something Sean Payton can game plan around and say, okay, we need to simplify things.
Yeah.
But right now, they just do not look like a team that's going to be contending in the postseason. And we talked about this yesterday, the teams that have the good records, but they're skating by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Like that year that we had, like, the Giants and the Vikings. They both made the playoffs. They both had these great seasons where they won all these close games. And then the playoff rolls around. And they get smoked. So it feels like right now the Broncos stand in that category.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way as well. But I will say there is something to be said for finding ways to win games. I'll give them credit for that. They've done a really nice job of pivoting away from the Russell Wilson era. That wasn't that long ago. You know what I mean? Where, you know, there was a time when he was their quarterback and then they get rid of him and it's so punitive. They've got all that salary on the books and they've really done a nice job of retooling under Sean Payton. And that's why they made the trade for Sean Payton, because when you have an NFL head coach with that history, he knows how to get the most out of his team. So the Broncos, I think, have a higher floor than most teams, but they also have a limited ceiling. And we saw that last night. Like, they'll grind it out. And when you have a good defense in the NFL, you can win a lot of games. They have a great defense. So that's why a lot of these games are ugly, because Bo Nix isn't necessarily explosive. He'll make a handful of plays. You'll be like, all right. And remember that 33-point explosion against the Giants. So it's in there, and he's still growing as a second-year quarterback. But with a D that good, with a head coach that talented with his resume, they can cause a lot of disruption. And right now they're leading the division. I just think there's a limit as to how much they can do.
Right, especially when it's the postseason and it's win or go home, and you have to do it multiple times in a row. So right now they're in a great position, because at the end of the day, a win is still a win. And I will say this, the Broncos have been winning. But here's the other thing that kind of scares me about the Broncos moving forward is we've seen a lot of slow starts. We saw it again last night where even the defense, like the Raiders were moving the football at will. You know, when you see Ashton Jeanty, who has had a very lackluster season, just, you know, ripping runs for 11 yards, 10 yards, first down, up the gut, it's not a great sign for a Broncos defense that's supposed to be one of the best in the league. So I don't know what's going on with this team in the first half, but they've got to get it together, because, again, once you face good teams, they're going to make you pay for slow starts.
I feel bad for Ashton Jeanty. I know he's been a disappointment this year for the Raiders, but I don't really think that's on him. You know what I mean? That line is so bad. Geno Smith got roughed up in a big way last night. One of the handicaps on this game, at least for Geno throwing a pick, was he's going to be under pressure all game, and quarterbacks under pressure, especially Geno, and especially this season, tend to throw interceptions. He was sacked 6 times last night. The Broncos now have 46 sacks through 10 games, which is their most since the 90s, I believe. And so when you watch that line, whether it's pass protecting, whether it's trying to open lanes in the running game, it's just virtually non-existent. And so I think Ashton is a great talent. You can go back and say, well, maybe they shouldn't have drafted that high. But it's not going to matter if they can't protect Geno and if they can't open lanes up front.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw that. I'm not going to say that we saw struggles from Saquon Barkley when he was with the Giants. Like, he was still a really good running back, but like, look at how much things opened up for him once he played behind a good offensive line on a good team, on a good, in a good organization. So I think the same kind of applies to Ashton Jeanty. So it's going to take a while, but there were some flashes last night, especially in the first half. I think this game has to be depressing for the Raiders because especially in the first half, like this is a team that certainly outplayed the Broncos for the most part, mm-hmm. at least offensively speaking. And then they couldn't score on their, I think they had another great chance in this, the first half and they couldn't punch it in. And so they stand there at halftime and it's 7-7 in a game which they pretty much outplayed them in the first half and they had nothing to show for it. And then they got absolutely nothing going in the second half. A nothing burger, 0 points in the third and fourth quarters. So this Raiders team has a lot of work to do, but we already knew that. But they did cover.
I'll give them that. I mean, that was a bummer. I really thought, which it probably wouldn't matter with the cover anyway, but I really thought the Broncos would punch it in at least a couple more times because this Raiders defense overall is definitely in the lower third of the NFL. But they frustrated the Broncos and also... Bo Nix got booed late in the fourth quarter. Did you hear that? Which I thought was interesting. Like, I understand you're frustrated, but you're still 8-2. And he said after the game, he's like, listen, I've been booed before. I'll be booed again. Is that fair?
I don't know. I mean, they were booing the punter in the first half, which I felt like, come on. Like, he has the yips. Like, booing him's not going to help when it's like a mental disorder. So, I don't know. These fans looked very frustrated the entire game, and I understand you got the win, but again, it wasn't pretty, and they almost lost this game. So, I understand the frustration from the fans, but maybe don't boo your own quarterback, especially when he's young.
Well, and especially when, I get it, he's a second-year quarterback, but also you're winning the game, and also you're about to go 8-2. Like, this was ugly football. I get that. And there were 11 penalties for the Broncos. They had more penalties than first downs in this game, so that offense absolutely sputtered. There's no question about it. But you got to be thrilled that you're at this point with a guy who's going to continue to grow. And Bo Nix has done enough where you can see the growth. In the NFL, it's amazing. We give quarterbacks about that long. And it's like, if you're not getting it done, we're going to boo you. Hey, did you throw a pick? What are you doing? Get the backup in there. So I think he's going to be fine. And again, we saw that against the Giants. That was an incredible comeback that we saw just a few weeks ago, those 33 points in the fourth quarter. That was not long ago, but the standards in Denver, once you start winning, people immediately raise the bar.
Well, I mean, luckily he does have a cushion where you have 8 wins on the season. So even if he does have a couple stinkers, they are still in the driver's seat when it comes to the postseason.
It's all right there in front of him. Will the Chiefs catch them or no? That's going to be interesting to watch here over the next couple of weeks. Coming up next year on the show, Week 10 is underway in the National Football League. We got the preview you need to make all of your wagers just in time for the weekend. It's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. This is the Daily Tip, and it is here on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.